From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even some of the lowest mortgage interest rates on record were not enough to overcome the end of a tax incentive for first-time home buyers. The real estate industry's main trade group, the National Association of Realtors, announcing today sales of existing homes took their biggest tumble in 15 years last month, plunging 27%. Walter Maloney is the NAR spokesman and says the unanswered question is what happens later this year.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit lower than the consensus forecast. And regardless, we're going to be seeing near-term sales being pretty soft. The real question is what happens in the fourth quarter. Job creation's really been a lot less than forecast.
The group also revised its sales numbers for June lower. The number of existing homes on the market, meanwhile, is at a 12.5-month supply. Home prices are up slightly from a year ago, but down from June. Justice Department will appeal a court ruling halting federal funding of embryonic stem cells, but unless the injunction is lifted, NPR's Julie Rovner reports the head of the National Institutes of Health says it has the potential to set back science.
NIH Director Francis Collins says the court decision stopping funding of embryonic stem cell research took him and his colleagues by surprise and dismay.
This is one of the most exciting areas of the broad array of engines of discovery that NIH supports. This decision has just poured sand into that engine of discovery.
Collins said researchers who've already received some $130 million in federal research grants this year can continue their work, but some $54 million worth of grants up for renewal next month are now on indefinite hold, along with 24 grants in the pipeline and stem cell lines waiting for federal approval. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Microbes have been consuming some of the remaining oil from the broken BP well. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, it's welcome news for scientists who've been tracking the underwater plumes of oil.
The microbes are a novel kind of cold-loving and oil-consuming bacterium. Scientists from Department of Energy laboratories discovered them in samples taken within a few miles of the well in water about 3,000 feet deep. The bacteria digest chemicals in the oil and render them into relatively harmless compounds. Previous research had failed to find oil-eating microbes. Scientists suspect that was because they were looking for water that is low in oxygen, which is a common sign of oil-eating microbial action. They now suspect that the oil is too thinly dispersed to see serious drops in oxygen levels. The team says in the past 3 weeks, the oil plume appears to have disappeared. Other scientists say it's too early to conclude that it's all gone, however. The research appears in the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Another down day for Wall Street. All three of the major stock market indexes were dragged lower by the weak July home sales numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 133 points, a drop of more than 1%. The Nasdaq was down 35 points. This is NPR. The former head of mortgage giant Countrywide is being accused by securities regulators of approving mortgages for favored borrowers that violated company policies and lending standards. Securities and Exchange Commission, the government's key Wall Street watchdog group, is accusing former Countrywide head Anthony Mazzillo of civil fraud and illegal insider trading. New allegations against Mazzillo specifically cite his role in the special mortgage program. Countrywide, which was acquired by Bank of America, has been the focus of congressional ethics officials after revelations at least two U.S. senators received special low-rate mortgage deals. A dispute over the right to publish ebook versions of classic bestsellers has pitted one of the largest publishing houses against one of the most influential literary agencies, NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
The controversy began when Wiley announced it was starting an ebook publishing business called Odyssey Editions and had struck an exclusive deal with Amazon to release ebook versions of 20 well-known books, including Lolita and Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Random House fired back, saying the agency had no legal right to sell any of its titles and said it would not enter into any new agreements with Wiley's English-language authors. Today, both sides announced they had resolved their differences. Random House titles will not be included in Odyssey's ebook offerings, and Random House says it is resuming normal business relations with the Wiley agency and its clients. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese electronics maker Toshiba is working on technology for a new 3D TV. The company says will not require viewers to don any special glasses. Current 3D offerings from rivals, including Panasonic and Sony, do require the use of such glasses. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.